This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
I'm delighted to welcome Siobhan Scaife from the Guardian Family Network. Well, welcome to the show, Siobhan.
Thank you.
Siobhan, for the benefit of our listeners, could you explain what the Guardian Family Network is all about?
Yes, the Guardian Family Network was established just under 5 years ago, actually born to look after students from international boarding schools. We now have currently nearly 50 Japanese students. We work with an agency based in Japan. We place the students within the boarding schools and we look for suitable families that will be able to support them during their time at school here.
Okay, and I know you specialise in sort of Japanese children at the moment. What's the sort of reason for that in particular?
And the main reason is that we've got a long-standing relationship with an agency in Japan. We are looking to expand the Guardian Family Network to other countries.
Yeah.
But because we've been so busy with these particular students up until now, they've taken priority over other countries.
Right. And I know from sort of previous conversations we've had that you know they come from a quite different sort of environment, don't they? They come here looking for a sort of loving family home.
That's correct, yes. The majority, when they do come here, speak very little English. And they will come in the April of a year, these are the younger ones, and study at an international school to learn English within all of the subjects that they're studying. And then they will transfer to another school in the September of that year, at which point we will place them with a family when their English has improved.
Right.
And then they will spend certainly up to senior school, which is 13, or beyond, with that family if the area is appropriate.
Okay, and how long do you sort of normally get to find homes for children? I mean, is it sort of short notice sometimes?
Sometimes it can be incredibly short notice. Quite often, we will get notice with the younger ones because they will be starting in September. We may well get applications coming through from the schools in the early part of the year, but some of the time there will be a need to bring that forward if the child is doing especially well at the international school that they're studying. They will be transferred to their second school much sooner.
Okay.
And so what sort of age groups are we looking at?
The youngest one, and I actually look after her, is 8. She's just turned 9. And the oldest one is 18, so it's all the way throughout their education from 11 to 18.
And what sort of criteria do these guardians have to have?
It very much, it depends first of all on the child, because it's really important that we match the child with the family. So if we have a younger child, ideally we will place that child with a guardian family where they also have younger children, so that the child would be interacting with the children within the family. But other times, there are opportunities for people whose children have grown up, so grandparents possibly, who have close links with their own grandchildren. And because they have a very large house and they're kind of rattling around in it, they actually want to fill that space with a student. And they get so much from it because they're actively involved with that child's education. If they're interested in music or sport, they can support them in a way that obviously their parents can't because they're so far away.
And what sort of checks do you have to do on these people?
It's very important. First of all, we will actually request that the prospective family fills out an application form, which we will look at and see if they are appropriate for a particular child that we have. We would then go and visit the family and have a look at the home, have a look at the room that they're in, the area that they're in. And we would also follow up on references that they will have provided for us. Following that, we would also do DBS checks on them because obviously...
DBS,
yes. This is an online system. It's replaced CRB checking. So it's to check that no one in the family has a criminal record. Obviously, that's very important when you're caring for these children. You're trusting this family to look after that child in a way that they would if they were their own. So after we've gone through that process, you would then decide whether the family is appropriate for that child.
And as far as the family, the host family is concerned, it's really the half terms and the exeats, isn't it? So we're talking about 3 half terms and then a few weekends in the year.
That's correct. Yes, I think usually the fear when you speak with families is it's going to be a huge commitment. It's more of an emotional commitment, to be honest, because you do become very attached to that child. I mean, they do become part of your family. But logistically, yes, they will go home for all of the long holidays, so Easter, Christmas and summer, and then they would spend the half terms with their guardian family and the exeats, which are between half terms and longer holidays.
But I noticed that the host family has to be sort of on call in emergencies. What sort of happens then if they decide they want to go off to the Caribbean for 2 weeks, knowing that they haven't got to host this child for another fortnight for the half term, and then there's an emergency at the school? What happens then?
We are on call as an agency. That's a huge advantage, I think, of getting involved with an agency such as the Guardian Family Network, is that we do have emergency guardians purely for that reason. So if their own guardian wasn't available, say a student had broken their leg or something and they couldn't actually stay at school, they needed to be in a home environment for a couple of weeks, then they would have another guardian who is there to look after that child in the absence of their own guardian.
Okay. And I know that also there's a sort of commitment to attend things. Well, not necessarily a commitment, but that they could attend things like parents' meetings in lieu of the actual parents.
That's correct, yes. And the expectation is that you would go along to parents' evenings. The remainder of it, it very much depends on the relationship the child builds with the guardian families. Some of them, the children, like to go to the guardian families just to relax, because they do have such busy lives when they're at school that they kind of want to go into a room and collapse and have their own sort of downtime. Other times they're sort of very, very actively involved with that child as they make their move through school. So a lot of these Japanese students in particular are very, very musical. And the eight-year-old that I have is studying grade 7 at the moment in piano. And it's absolutely amazing. They start from such an early age. It's a real inspiration to our own children, and I think as us as parents as well. So then you would actively support that child if they are involved in any school concerts, or if they are particularly sporty, then you would ideally go along to football matches or whatever it is that they were involved in.
Yeah.
And what sort of what about the language problems? You say you specialise with Japanese children.
When they actually come to their guardian families, they have a certain level of English, so they do certainly understand. They may not be very confident in the way they're actually speaking to you, but there's a lot of gesticulation involved, as in if they would like something, they've learnt the basics. But I've certainly never had an issue with any of the children. They are so keen to become involved in everyday life with their family in the UK that they will do everything they can to communicate with you. And the little one that I have, she just doesn't stop talking.
That's marvellous. And I see you're a guardian yourself. And how long are people guardians?
It very much depends on your circumstances, because it's a voluntary role. There is never any pressure that you will sign any sort of a contract. It has to fit in with your life, because I think only then can you be happy and the child be happy. So some guardians may only be guardian for a year. Other guardians, if the child moves schools to an area that is still close enough to the guardian family, then they may well be able to stay all the way through until they're 18 and then attend university. So it varies very much from student to student.
And what would you say appeals to you about being a guardian? Because you've obviously been a guardian yourself for many years.
That's right. I've got so much out of it. I am obviously a mother myself. My children are now 15 and 21. So it's lovely for me to have a younger child back in the house again that wants to get involved actively with you, the things that you're doing, whether it's something simple like walking the dog or cooking the meal. They just want to be with you all the time. But also as a family, you get so much out of it. I think they set a very good example, because they're incredibly studious, certainly all the Japanese students that I've come across. And by setting that example, it actually brings out the competitive side of your own children. Yeah. And they kind of step up to the mark themselves.
Yes, I was thinking, does it sort of alter their behaviour as well? When you've got the guardian child there.
It does. I've certainly never found any sort of resentment between my own children and the children there, because they can put themselves in the shoes of that particular student being so far away from home, and they actually want to make them feel comfortable when they're there. So that's why it's crucial that you find the right family that actually is doing this for the right reasons, rather than just because it's convenient, because they have a spare room, or because it can generate a small additional income. Which it does do, because every guardian they are never out of pocket. Expenses are paid for them.
Right, okay. And I suppose actually you're kind of making friends for life, aren't you? If they're with you for a period of, 4 or 5 years, they'll come back when they're at university to visit, I would think, and if they happen to come back to the UK in the future.
Absolutely. I know it sounds like a very strange comparison, but it's almost like the first dog you get in your life. I've had a dog and now I would never not have a dog. I've been a guardian for 8 years and I would never not be a guardian because it's brought so much to my life. And the first student I had was Hong Kong Chinese and I've known her now for 8 years. We're still very good friends on Facebook. We're not talking regularly, but I'm still in her life and she's in mine. And I think it's a fantastic sort of relationship that you build with all of these students.
Yeah, absolutely. So once these ones that you've got currently are sort of up and gone, you'll be doing it again then?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I'm signed up for life now.
Are you?
And I see it's a family business that your sister's also involved.
That's correct, yes. My sister Catherine is involved in education consultancy. Her business was established longer ago than the Guardian Network. She offers advice to students from a very early age all the way up to choices for university. So any time that it's considered appropriate that they would need assistance. And this isn't overseas students. This is any student can actually take advantage of the service. They also offer a mentoring to university students, which is quite beneficial because I think quite often if you've had a very structured school environment, you really struggle at university to make sense of how it all works. So it's a very, it's got a very big umbrella as to the services that it offers, but runs alongside the Guardianship Network or the Guardian Family Network. And we sort of organically have grown as a result of that business because any student that has come in from Japan will automatically need a guardian.
Is that how the idea evolved?
Yes, that's correct.
For the Guardian
correct.
Family yeah, Network.
Absolutely. It created a need because of the students that were coming over from Japan. And it makes sense to, rather than working with another agency, to actually create one because my sister has got a lot of experience within a guardianship business. She was MD of one prior to actually starting this one up.
Right. I was going to ask you if there are other companies like yours around the UK or whether you're sort of quite unique.
No, there are many different agencies around the whole of the UK, but they vary very much as to what is important to them. As in, we really pride ourselves on finding a family that is right for the child, a family that will care for that child. And I'd like to think we're pretty unique in the respect that we do that. Maybe not, but I'd like to think so.
Well, I mean, certainly listening to you speak, it comes across as though it is a very sort of warm, caring environment rather than just a business transaction, you know, ship a load of kids in and charge them for a room. You know, it's certainly not that at all, is it?
No, but because it doesn't work. If you place a child with a family where it's not appropriate, they won't stay very long with those family. They will misbehave because they're unhappy. And the family themselves may well be another student that is more appropriate for them, which is why we take time to get to know the family before we place the child, you know, as much as we can.
Yeah, and I was going to ask whether the family get to meet the child before the child sort of arrives.
Yes, they do. Once we've gone through all of the checks and we're happy, we would request that the child has a trial weekend with the family. And there is this no-commitment weekend, and we would then get back in contact with the child to make sure that they're happy, that they had a good time, and the same with the family. And if they decide that this isn't right for them, then they can walk away. There is no commitment in that respect. But beyond that weekend, we would request that they kind of do make a decision and stick with it and are committed to that particular child.
Yeah.
And what happens if there's a real problem? I mean, supposing the child plays truant or something like that. I mean, how does the guardian fit in with that?
It very much depends on what the child has done. In a worst-case scenario, and it's not happened, if a child were to be expelled, then the Guardian Family Network would work very closely with the school to establish what the problem was. We would liaise between the school and the parents to find a solution to the problem. But in the meantime, assuming that the child hadn't done anything horrendous that was harmful to anybody, the child will then go to their guardian whilst the decision is made as to what to do next.
Okay. Sorry, Siobhan, I think we're going to have to sort of close soon with you. So it's that stage in the programme where we ask guests for any advice or tips. And I know you've got some advice for women in business, I think.
Yes, I mean, this has sort of come from my sister's business as much as our own. But this is to appoint a really good bookkeeper to manage your accounts and ensure that you keep your receipts if you have your own business, because otherwise it's a nightmare when you come to the end of the year trying to reconcile everything. The second one is a more personal one. It's Be someone your children can be proud of. And if working helps to make you feel valued, then do it. Because I've got two well-balanced daughters with whom I've got a great relationship, and I've worked for the majority of their lives.
Fantastic. That's really, really good advice. And so if there are any listeners out there who might want to talk to you, is the best way via your website or email?
I think the website is the best way, in that you can gain some more information on the agency and how it works. But please give me a don't hesitate to give me a call using the number on the website.
Okay, and the website is www.guardianfamily.co.uk, is that
That's
correct?
That's correct, it is, yes.
Well, thank you, Siobhan. That was Siobhan Scaife from the Guardian Family Network.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk, or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.